This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patients. Paras, P-A-R-R-A-S. First name, Griselda, G-R-I-S-E-L-D-A. Date of birth, October 21, 1998. Date of evaluation, September 26, 2022. The chief complaint, 23-year-old female, status post left knee surgery, now requiring additional surgery, period. The HPI. The patient is a 23-year-old Hispanic female who underwent surgery in August of 2018. Period. She apparently had difficulty arising from the procedure, period. She stated that postoperatively she had both pain and swelling involving the knee, period. She had continued with symptoms of pain despite therapies, period. Pain is typically 8/10, radiates to both lower extremity and hip, and is worsened with activity, period. Her past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, left knee. Medications, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies, period. However, she reportedly had difficulty arising from anesthesia during last surgery, period. Family history, paternal grandmother had heart issues, otherwise unremarkable. Social history, she reports mild alcohol use. She notes prior marijuana use, but none since July. The review of systems. Constitutional, she has fatigue. Next, she has stiffness. Respiratory, she has dyspnea. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness and depression. She further reports occasional insomnia. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 120/64, pulse 84, respiratory rate 12, height 60 inches, weight 180.4 pounds. The HEENT, next he has mild thyroid enlargement, period. Musculoskeletal, there is tenderness at the medial joint line of the left knee, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 64 beats per minute. There is an atrial premature complex, period. Leftward axis is noted, period. non-specific ST elevation is present, period. The impression, this is a 23-year-old female with history of left knee injury who had failed previous surgical treatment and further failed outpatient management period. She is now scheduled for additional surgeries, period. Patient is now scheduled to undergo left knee arthroscopy with revision anterior cruciate ligament, reconstruction with quadriceps tendon autograft versus graft link allograft, comma chondroplasty. Patient is clinically stable for her procedure, period. She has no significant cardiovascular risk, period. She has no history of bleeding disorder, period. She has a borderline ECG, but this is not unusual for this age group, period. These are non-specific findings only on ECG, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same recommendation. May proceed with surgery as clinically indicated by Dr. Rollington Ferguson.